Welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet, and I am in the studio here with Candy Markham, our regular Pledge Drive guest. Welcome, Candy.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
And also with us is the late Patty Fink, who will be with us. She was just leaving the house. She was a little bit late.
But she was talking.
She was talking.
Okay.
She was talking, so that was good. It is Pledge Drive.
Yes, it is.
It is our... our annual November Pledge Drive, which we hold four times a year. we do need people to give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. Polka Doc is standing by. Or that's your name on Sunday.
Sunday
name. We need...
What's his Wednesday name?
Wednesday, I guess, Talk Doc?
Talk Doc.
Morning Talk Doc is here taking calls with us. And we just need you to give us a call. There are lots of pledge premiums. One of our new pledge referral contest is that whoever refers the most new pledges during the fall pledge drive will win a $500 gift certificate from Fry's Electronics.
Wow.
Get as many first-time pledges as you can to make and pay a pledge to KNON. The pledge can be to any show or DJ that the person wishes. The minimum amount they have to pledge is $40. Just make sure when they do make their first-time pledge, they indicate... That they indicate your name and telephone number as the referral.
So you get credit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you can do is you can go around and get some of your friends. That's probably the best way to do
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Just make a list with the name and their phone number. That's all we need, just their name mm-hmm. and their phone number and the dollar amount of the mm-hmm. pledge, whether it's 40 fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, real easy to do. Mm-hmm. The person who won last time didn't get that many pledges. I mean, it's not like you need to get 50 pledges.
To win.
No,
yeah.
And I don't know how many she got, but she didn't get that many, but she won and won a $500 gift certificate from Fry's.
And this is the season to win things like that.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
For a $500 gift certificate from Fry's, how many Christmas gifts can you get for that? A whole lot.
Yes.
A whole lot. It would be a wonderful thing to have in time for Christmas. Anyway, all... KNON volunteers are eligible, Doc, so you can go and find all of your friends. And Candy, as a guest,
yes.
you can get all your friends. And, but I'd love to have a number of people.
I think that's a great idea.
Do this, get two or three pledges, but have one of our listeners win. And I forgot which show it was. I think it's on one of our underwriting announcements later on. But somebody did win from one of the music shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from one of the music shows. As usual, we have our black short sleeve tee with a white KNON Voice of the People design in front for a $40 pledge. Comes in sizes small through quadruple extra large. A black baseball cap with the white KNON logo on front for the $40 pledge. The black backpack.
Yes.
Candy, have you ever seen me recently
without
my KNON backpack?
I don't recognize you without the backpack.
Exactly. And the KNON coffee, the full city roast. 8-ounce bag, $30 pledge for one bag. A $50 pledge gets you two bags. Give Doc a call. He's waiting for your call.
Do you still have the apron?
You know, oh, yep, it's all the way. It's
all right.
On the end of the list, but it's for a $40 pledge, and that would be the late Patty Fink's favorite gift. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We need to hear from you. Last show at 4 a.m., they did really well. So from 7 to 8, we need to hear from some of our listeners.
And operators are on call.
Operators are standing by. You call that other station. Now call this one. Because we really do use your money just for staying on the air, not for any fancy studios, not for big salaries, not for anything like that. It's just to keep the studio operating. Give us a call. 972-647-1893. Candy is a counselor, well-known in the LGBT community. We have her on a number of times during the year because, Candy, you always have great advice for everybody.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
We were talking a little bit about what should we talk about. It's the holidays coming up, and this is one of the worst times of the year for people to come out, and it's when lots of people do.
Absolutely.
Why do we do that?
You know, we do tend to come out, and I think it's usually around Thanksgiving rather than Christmas. I think a person makes up their mind sometime in the summer, I am going to come out to my parents. And then the next time they see their parents is usually at Thanksgiving. And so, you know, it just ruins the Thanksgiving for the family. But the person coming out is very relieved and very glad. And the holidays are coming up. And I know some of you people are thinking about coming out. I want to encourage you to do that. And there are lots of ways that you can come out. I know that some people, and that was my story, was motivated through love. My love for someone else made me want to tell my family that I was lesbian and that I loved someone and had someone.
And that you're happy.
Yes, yes. And that this is me and I'm the same, only now you know that I love women and woman in particular. A lot of people come out as a single person. I think that takes a lot more courage. I don't know. It's easier to do something for love, I think, than for identity. This is who I am.
And easier to come out when, if they're not going to be accepting, I have somebody to go home to.
Yes, and they know I'm doing it, and they know how important it is, and they may be doing it at the very same time. It may be a pledge we made together that we will do this, and it gives you courage to do that and support. Folks that don't do that, and I would think maybe 30% do not do that, a pretty good amount, they're just courageous within themselves. They just go home and they tell their mom and dad, and a lot of, I would say 70% of these people are male that do this. We find out, we accept that we are gay when we're probably, for boys it's 15 and for girls it's 17, when we're in high school. We know that we're gay. But it may be not be until we are 18 to 20 to 23 that we come out to our parents. In our siblings. And usually we come out to our siblings first. But a lot of times it's during the holidays, and they're here, and so I want to encourage you all to do that.
In a bad way or in a good way. What is a good way to come out? Because we hear these horror stories. Everybody's seated at the dinner table, and you just have these expectations of what a family dinner is supposed to be, and then you say, I have something to tell you, and things just don't go right. So what is the right way to do it?
You know, I there's lots of ways to do it. And when we think right or wrong way, I think when we think the right way, that means everybody's singing Baya and is very happy with that. Interestingly enough, a lot of times the family will say we're okay with that, and then 2 weeks later they're not okay with that. But I think a good way for you yourself to be ready for this is to start reading some books on coming out. There's a lot of books from PFLAG, P-F-L-A-G, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. It's an organization. It's a national organization. They have chapters in every city of any kind of size, and some cities like Dallas will have, you know, several
multiple
chapters. Yeah, but they turn out really good pamphlets and books, so you could go online and see what some of those books are. They probably have newer ones. The ones that come to my mind are Now That You Know and Beyond Acceptance. In other words, not just tolerate me, accept me. But I think these are good books for you, the gay, lesbian person, to read. And then when you come out to your parents, you can say to them, I have some reading material if you would like to have some. Now, they're not going to want any right away. They're going to go, I don't want any reading material. But you still have it. You have it on hand, and they will eventually look at it. They will. So I think that's a kind of way that you can help them. But here's the issue. Think about how long it took you to come to acceptance with yourself. It's a process. All right? So, you know, even though it took you years, I'm not going to say it'll take your parents years, but give them time. You gave yourself time, give yourself time. Give them time.
Yeah. One PFLAG story that I have about that, I was at a PFLAG meeting one time, and very often what they do is they'll have a speaker, and then after the speaker, they break up into small groups of, you know, maybe five or six, and people just talk. So one mom who was there for the first time, she said, it was a Monday evening meeting, I think Monday or Tuesday evening, and she said, my son came out to me on Friday, and I'm worried that I'm not accepting enough of his...
Isn't that a great mom?
That I haven't been supportive of enough. I said, he came out on Friday, you're at a PFLAG meeting on Monday. I said, first of all, if he gives you any problems at all, you have him call me and I'll tell him to back off. You know, and I said, I can't think of a greater act of love than your having been here today. So here are some questions you can ask. And I told her the same, exactly this. If he feels that you're not being accepting, ask him, how long did it take you to accept yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Now give me, I'm not rejecting you. I'm just going through the same process of accepting. And
the thing with parents is that they feel so responsible for everything their children do. Mm-hmm. And so they feel a lot of, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Was I too dominant? Did I not throw the ball with him enough? And it's not about that at all.
Or fathers, you know, there's this myth that you have this unloving father, and so...
Yes, dominant mother and recessive father.
You know, but a father who wasn't giving the boy enough love or some nonsense like that.
Or throwing the ball to him enough. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, having sports in the family.
And it's not about any of that, and it helps to read that in a book that has a little bit of an academic feel to it,
mm-hmm.
that it just is. Mm-hmm. It is not a fault, and it is not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, in your family, my family, I had a wonderful relationship with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Very close
mm-hmm.
relationship with
yes.
both of my parents. That you know, and so somebody who wants to come up with an excuse might say, oh, well, too close, or you know, something ridiculous like that. I have a wonderful relationship with my family.
Right.
And that absolutely has nothing to do with what
Mm-mm.
the cause is, if
uh-huh.
there's a cause. Then you have expectations of what you expect your parents and the rest of your family to feel when you come out during the holidays.
Yes, because usually you're in a place where you're rather euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
You've accepted your sexual identity, sexual orientation. You perhaps have a new partner, and life is really working great. You've got new friends. There's a whole gay world out there for you. And then you go home and tell your parents, and it's like kind of a, ooh, letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to be euphoric. You want them to be happy for you. And they will be, probably, eventually. Or they may be right away. Maybe something that they knew. I've heard people say that their parents told them they were gay.
Well, that was my case.
Was that your story?
Oh, yeah. Before I was ready, even.
I am not.
My mother worked at Sarah Lawrence College. Big lesbian school.
Yes, it is.
And she was friendly with, this is back in the 70s, with some transgender students.
This was... Progressive.
That was progressive uh-huh. because transgender surgery was just...
Oh, yeah.
...being developed.
Just beginning.
At the time. But she knew a few. And we used to sit and talk all the time. I mean, that was just my family. We had dinner together, and we'd sit and talk at dinner without the television on.
Uh-huh.
And during this one conversation, she's talking about some of her students, and she said about the ones, the gay students, the lesbian students. It was an all-girls school at the time. She said, you know, people just have to be happy. They have to be who they are.
Yes. People need to be who they are. And we would be if people weren't saying that that's right and that's wrong, and that was right and that was wrong.
But, just, I mean, obviously she was
talking to
me, and I was not ready yet at the time to accept myself or come out or anything. But she was talking to me and saying it was okay.
Some parents do know. Yeah, right.
So,
and wouldn't that be helpful? You know, we're the only minority whose parents are not of the same minority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very awkward because minorities a lot of times are discriminated against. So let's say that I was American Indian and discriminated against in school. I could go home to my parents and talk to them about that. And they would understand. They'd know exactly what it's about. But when you're gay or lesbian, you cannot go home and say, you know, they're calling me a fag or they're telling me I'm a dyke or whatever, because you're ashamed to tell your parent. It's amazing to me that any of us ever come out. I think it's nothing short of an act of courage. I really do.
Yeah, but now kids are coming out in high school and even junior high school.
You know, God love them. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I have a high school reunion coming up, and it's been surprising to me how many people in my high school have come out that will be here at that reunion. But all of my little group of friends, we all came out, but not in high school. We all came out in college.
Yes,
But we gravitated toward each other, and, you know, maybe that's why...
You gravitated toward each other in high school?
In high school, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I had this whole group...
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, this whole group, and we were friendly, and there were a few straight kids in that group, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's why I never felt the bullying, never felt ostracized, because we had this group.
Because you had a group, yeah.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
That wasn't out. Did you have a group in high school?
No. You know, although I had a girlfriend when I was in high school, it was all secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my 40th reunion last year, and I was the only gay one there, lesbian or gay. I was the only one. I had heard about two men that were in my class that someone called their parents and said, you know, are they going to come to the reunion? And one of the mothers said, no, they're gay and they're embarrassed to come.
Hmm.
And I thought, oh, God, I'm all alone. But, there was no one else. And the gal that was my partner, girlfriend at that time, was 2 years older or 3 years older. So it wasn't her class.
Right.
So she would not have been there.
Huh. We're talking to Candy Markham. She's a local counselor. And you're listening to 89.3 KNON, Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian and transgender and bisexual LGBT questioning everything
Q.
else. Q, all those letters. The oldest one.
In the nation.
Anywhere.
It is the oldest.
And we ask our listeners to call in, support Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas, because, you know, KNON kind of invented what gay and lesbian radio even is. There are lots of gay podcasts now, lots of all kinds of other ways to get this information. When they came to us 28 years ago and said, would you do this gay and lesbian show? Our answer at the time was kind of a, what is that? Because nobody had ever
done it before.
And we're still on. You know, there have been other shows that have come and gone through the years. KNON has always stood behind us. So it's a station that really has put its money where its mouth is when they're talking about diversity. We need you to give us a call. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio during our fall pledge drive. The number is 972-647-1893.
Let me say this, too, because it would be easy to think that David and the other folks that work here at the studio with him are paid, and they are not. And David's been doing this for over 20 years, and he volunteers. This is all volunteer. This is a community radio station. And so you're not paying for David's big salary because he does not have one.
Mm-hmm.
You are paying to keep this open and help young gay people and older gay people know that there is radio for them, community radio.
Yeah. Over the years, I can tell you the number of people who have told me a couple of years later that we were their first link to the gay and lesbian community, that listening to us, we were their It Gets Better video. We were their link to, I hate to say I'm anybody's link to sanity, but I was their link to, it's okay.
I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
Yes.
It's okay to be who you are. You know, and we try to bring during the year all kinds of diverse voices to KNON, which is what KNON's all about, is diverse voices, but all kinds of people from the gay and lesbian community and the transgender community and bisexual community. Last week was our bye week.
Good.
Yeah, we had Robin Oakes on last week. She's a nationally known bi writer from Boston. She was here for the Out and Equal conference.
Oh, yeah.
And we try to bring a whole good variety to just show what the mm-hmm. diversity of the gay and lesbian mm-hmm. community is. But we do need your help to help us do that. The number 972-647-1893. Some of the fall premiums that we have is an oh-so-soft fleece throw blanket in navy with a small gray KNON embroidered logo in the corner, perfect for keeping you warm on the couch, in bed, or just about anywhere for a $50 pledge.
Keep in mind, it is getting colder.
There's a cold front coming in.
That fleece would be wonderful.
A charcoal gray, 100% cotton, soft style long sleeve with KNON 89.3 FM Voice of the People design in white on front, sizes small through quadruple, extra large, $40 pledge. Phone started ringing.
All right, thank you.
Let me give
the number one more time, because
sure.
sometimes you say it really fast because you know it so well, but let me tell you.
No, I don't. I'm reading, after 20 years, I am still reading that number off of the board.
Well, get your pencil and paper ready, because here's the number, mm-hmm. 972-647-1893.
And we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERimaging.com.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make your pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with... The late Patty Fink isn't here with us.
Oh, good.
But she will be.
Oh,
she promises us she will be. She is.
Well, I'm trying to do her part, too.
And you're doing a great job of co-hosting with me. Thank you. With me is Candy Markham. She is a local counselor. During the break, and by the way, it is Pledge Drive. Thank you for calling in pledges during the break. Let's keep that phone ringing, 972-647-1893. But we had a call with a question.
Mm-hmm.
A father called. He has a daughter that he thinks is gay. Obviously supportive. He's listening to the show. He wants to know what's the best way to approach her about it.
Well, I really appreciate that call. And you know, aren't parents wonderful?
Yes.
Mom or dad. I mean, they love their children, and I want to thank you so much for calling. It's very close to the story that David told a minute ago, which was his mother was kind of opening a door for him mm-hmm. by bringing up the subject of lesbians and talking about that, and David did not take that opening. He was not ready. Mm-hmm. But he remembers that story. All right? So what I would say to you is to speak about sexual orientation in a very positive way, that there are straight people and there are non-straight people, and that everyone gets to be whatever they are. And to maybe visit with her about, does she know any gay or lesbian people? And that if you knew that she was gay or anyone else was gay, that would be okay with you. And then I would just drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like David said, He wasn't ready when his mother brought it out, but he does brought it up. But he does remember that story. And you sound like a very loving father, and I think that she will feel safe to come and talk to you when she's ready. Mm-hmm. But if you want to broach the subject by bringing it up, I think that's okay. And then, you know, what a lot of people don't know, a lot of times people will say, I had this really good friend, and they never told me they were gay, mm-hmm. and that really hurts my feelings. And that's what I will say to this person. It is such a courageous thing to say to someone, I am a lesbian, I am a gay man. That is such a difficult thing to say, that we don't say it until we are ready. And though it may be easy to hear, it is not easy to say.
Do you know the other part about that? The first time I was ever a guest on a radio show, it was while I was in college. And one of the callers, one of the questions was, does your family accept you? And I thought that was an odd question. And this goes back to the way my mother, the way I was raised, and my mother approached the subject with me. I thought it was an odd, do they accept me? It's my family. It didn't occur. What are you talking about? The idea of my family not accepting me just wasn't there.
It was very foreign to you. Wasn't
it? It was a completely bizarre concept. So if you approach the subject right and set the groundwork that whoever you are, be a good person, do good things, be who you are. I love you now. Just because you tell me something else about yourself that's just another part of who you are doesn't change the acceptance, the love, the family. We're still a family.
It doesn't. And yet, if the family takes the child to church, and someone is perceived as more powerful than my parent or more holy than my parent, and that person starts discriminating about gays and lesbians, it doesn't necessarily have to come from your parent. You hear it in all different venues, in venues where people are revered that are at the podium. So I think, you know, if this dad is listening still, that if you hear that kind of thing coming from the pulpit, that you talk to your children about it.
And reassure them that no matter who you are, no matter what your sexual orientation is.
My belief is that people get to be who they are. That fella up there, his belief is different perhaps than mine. And he uses the Bible perhaps to underscore his belief system. And I'm not one to speak on this. I'm not an expert on the Bible. But there, you know, the Bible says a lot of things that we don't agree.
Our guest next week is Eric Folkerth, who's the senior pastor at North Haven United Methodist Church.
Oh, perfect.
So we will talk about
this. Yes, listen next week and listen to that, because the Bible can be interpreted all kinds of ways.
How do you recommend that a parent contradicts something that they're hearing in church if they don't believe it, or if they believe that my belief's a little bit different?
Well, I think it's important that families talk, and you had talked about that before, that around the dinner time is a wonderful time to talk. Taking road trips is a wonderful time to talk. And to talk about, you know, when you're really young, you have what's called concrete thinking. It's right or it's wrong. It's on or it's off. When you get older, and that's when you start to know that you may be gay or lesbian, there's more nuances in things. And so I think a parent can talk about, I can have a different belief system than our pastor and still like him and still like God and still go to church, but there are differences. I think it'll be an interesting conversation for families to have about, do we believe every single thing a person says, or can we take some things and have our own thoughts? That'd be an interesting conversation to have.
And that late Patty Fink is here and not dead.
Yay, Patty Fink!
I'm not sure who that is.
It's not very loud, is it?
I was just going to say about, you know, doing road trips. I think that's a great time to talk. And if you live in Texas, and if you're living in North Texas, where we're located, and you're going to go somewhere for the holidays, that might be a good time to have that conversation, because to get anywhere in Texas, driving,
Yes.
It's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially if you're going someplace out West Texas where
yes,
you and I
where I'm from, yeah.
Many years, you know, then that's a great
so
time to talk.
So, rather than at the holiday dinner table.
Right. I recall going to my 10th high school reunion in Big Spring, Texas, and driving from Dallas. I went with a very good friend of mine whom I was not out to and knew that I would come out to her on the road, either going or coming back. And I came out to her when we came back. I still see her. I just saw her this weekend. And we talk about, you know, do you remember when you told me you were gay? Mm-hmm. And we remember it differently, of course. But
well, how does she remember it?
I think what she said is that she remembered being very supportive and, you know, it doesn't make any difference and that kind of thing. And to be honest with you, I can't remember what she said. I just remember what I said. Just what she remembers, too, what she said, you know.
And that's, I think, probably common because you're
yes.
so wrapped up. How am I going to say this? How am I going to?
And the poor person, they don't see it coming. They don't. They haven't been thinking about it for months and months, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I came out to my high school classmates at my 20th reunion,
uh-huh.
and they were all like, tell us something we didn't know.
Was that overseas?
It was.
Yeah.
It was in Switzerland, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was very interesting to me because I was thinking I wasn't really dealing with it. Well, subconsciously, I know I was, but I was a gunner. You know, I was focused on my grades. You know, I had this idea in my head that I was different and that you know, Leave It to Beaver home life was not going to be in my future. I just knew that wasn't there. I didn't know why. And so I thought, well, I've got to have a career and, you know.
Yes.
So I've got to have really good grades and do the best I can everywhere, in college and everything. And so that's what I was focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, how to make this work.
Right.
And, you know, we're ready when we're ready. Some kids come out at 15 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the people in our generation come out, like, on their 20th anniversary or high school reunion. Or maybe after they have been married and have a couple of kids and then come out that way. Sometimes it's much later for us in this generation. I'm thinking the younger generation is coming out younger, and yet I see some in my office. And that's another way to come out. I haven't seen this in a long time, but in the 80s, people would bring their parents in.
Hmm. I'm a therapy session?
I'm a marriage and family therapist. And so they were my client. We would talk about how they could come out, and one way was to have their parents come in. And again, it was on a holiday if their parents were coming up here for a holiday. Or sometimes it would be on a weekend, and I would go in on a Saturday and see them. And I think that's a real healthy way because, you know, there's another adult sitting there, and so the parents have to kind of pull it together as they're hearing this, you know. But it's been years since that's happened.
When somebody does come out with a therapist there, is it because they're afraid of what the reaction is going to be and they think that you're going to be able to tone it down? Or?
You know, I think it's a certain personality. I think it's a real thoughtful person, a person who probably does research on things and wonders about the best way, comes into a therapist and wants to do some introspective work. And then during that work, I don't think they come in to see me thinking I'm going to bring my parents in.
Mm.
I think that as we go through the therapy, it comes up, here is a way I could bring my parents in.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It is a very mature way, I think, to handle
oh,
things
yes.
when you have a third party who is there who can help navigate
yes.
issues and
emotions
keep it
around. Yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and if there was some kind of a wild reaction, there's a therapist there to talk to the parents, and the person who's gay can go out of the room and
absolutely
you can spend
lots
the
of ways
rest
to
of the session
it.
With
right.
With the parents
right.
if they need that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find that?
You know, the only time things got real, real emotional, and this was back in the 80s, was when the young man would say that I'm gay and that I'm dying with AIDS. And then
that's two powerful pieces of information.
Oh, it's huge
to process.
It's huge. And the parents, you know, are just blindsided by both statements.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of questions, and there's a lot of tears, and there's a lot of shock. Not so much today. That doesn't happen so much today.
Well, because of therapies, that because of an AIDS diagnosis doesn't mean you're going to die.
Right. And so a lot of folks are HIV positive and do not tell their parents. They just deal with it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it is a complex, you know, topic, the whole idea of coming out. You were talking about coming out to siblings first,
mm-hmm.
typically.
I think that happens.
I think that does happen.
Yeah.
You know, I came out to my sister first among my family.
Uh-huh.
And then my cousin who is also gay. That was a great, quite interesting.
Did you know that your cousin was gay?
We both knew that we were, and we'd never talked about it.
Uh-huh.
So it was really
right.
Very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And we actually did it at Hippie Hollow in Austin.
Oh! Clothed or unclothed? No, don't tell me.
No, no, no.
Don't tell me.
No, we weren't. We were definitely clothed.
Good.
But it is interesting. And a lot of people come out to their friends, too, as a first time. Because
yes.
It's a lot easier to lose a friend, I think. You have less to risk. And we go through life, we don't have the same friends we had when we were six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've largened your pool a little bit.
You do. but most people don't.
Right, right. So it's a lot easier, I guess, you know, to take that risk with a friend.
Well, the thing is, we know friends come and go. Our siblings are our peers. We've only got one set of parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you say, you want to please your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be proud of you. And this is information that we think may not please them and would not make them proud.
And I'm sure that people do encounter surprises where they're thinking, my parents will be fine with this, and they're not. And then the other side of that is they're going to hate this, and they're going to disown me.
And they deal with it.
Even mm-hmm. if it takes them a while.
Uh-huh.
They should
take them a while. It took us a while. Mm-hmm. So it will take them a while.
It is Pledge Drive.
Yay!
Welcome to Pledge Drive. Late Patty.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
We have a number of pledges. Patty, I'm going to let you do this one because you actually got this one last time.
I did. The last pledge drive, Aaron and I did this, and that was a great thing. And I guess now I'm known as a KNON elite music sponsor.
Hey!
So if you give a gift of $500 to KNON, then you're invited to everything throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm. Two tickets. And there's just a bazillion things going on. There's like 40, 50 events during the year.
Wow.
So there's always something to go to, and it's everything from, you know, like Mardi Gras gumbo party to all of the polka dances and reggae concerts and everything. So you can, you know, support KNON, and you can still enjoy throughout the year.
And many of the KNON events, while Patty is choking, many of the KNON events have food. The cost of to be an elite music sponsor and get your name for a pair of tickets at every event that KNON does is
$500.
Which, when you break it down to the number
to 40 events?
For a number of our listeners who really do take advantage, like you do, Patty, take advantage of a lot of these things. What's going on right now? Oh, so the one time I look up there, there's nothing going on. But nothing this week.
But you just you know, call and say we're coming, mm-hmm. and you have your two tickets at the door. So if you're a partner like I am, mm-hmm. you can bring your partner or someone else. Or it's a great way to date.
Yes.
You know, to go to a concert, get some free food.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would someone pledge?
Just give us a call. It's 972-647-1893. Operator is standing by.
Operator.
and waiting for your call.
And he is doing some pantomime.
And you can pledge online.
Oh, you can pledge online.
You can absolutely pledge online, especially for folks who are listening to this later in the week after they've downloaded it from iTunes or from our website at lambdaweekly.com. You can still pledge, even though it's Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever later in the week. So you go online at knon.org and click on pledge, and then in the little line for the show you're supporting, put Lambda Weekly. Or you could put that gay show if you don't know how to spell Lambda. You know,
Lambda's hard to spell.
It is hard to spell.
Mm-hmm. It's got some B's and some D's in it. Mm-hmm.
So take a stab at it and and get Lambda Weekly in there, and we'll get credit for your pledge. So we appreciate your support.
You know, you have 3 months to pay your pledge, and it'll still count toward the show.
Oh,
so if you know that you'll have money like right after the holidays, that's fine too. The easiest part is calling 972-647-1893. Support your show. Support this show. Support community radio. And make a difference. KNON has lost 7 shows so far this year for lack of pledge support. So don't let your favorite shows be the next to disappear from the FM airwaves. KNON doesn't sell our donor list to anybody that would take a computer. We don't have one. It's all about being live and local. There's no pre-recorded or syndicated music programming. And what you hear is produced by the DJ and your requests. I do one of the music shows on Sunday afternoon. I do the polka show. We get, you know, people look at me when I say I do the polka show. Do you know, we get lots
it's
of support
popular.
On that show.
It's popular.
We have to get two extra people answering the phones on that show because it's not on at 6 in the morning or whenever we're on. It really is a popular show. But, yes, I do the poker show. But on the music shows, it's all live. We take requests. I know all about polka now. Anyway, give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
If you don't want your old SUV or other gas guzzler, the KNON Vehicle Donation Program can take it off your hands. Call us today at 877-KNON-AUTO or donate online at KNON.org. Our representative will take all of your information and arrange a convenient time to pick up your vehicle. All it takes is a call to 877-KNON-AUTO and we'll create great programming from your old car, truck, or boat. 877-KNON-AUTO.
KNON would like to congratulate Julie Garza for winning the summer KNON New Pledge Referral Contest. Julie referred the most first-time pledges to KNON during our summer pledge drive. Those first-time pledgers told us that Julie Garza referred when making their first-time pledge. She has won a $500 gift certificate to Fry's Electronics. Way to go, Julie, you're a winner. Starting this Tuesday, November 1st, during our fall pledge drive, you will have a chance to win your own $500 gift certificate. The new pledge referral contest will continue through January 31st, 2012. Get your family, friends, neighbors, and fellow co-workers to make a first-time pledge of $40 or more to KNON by calling 972-647-1893 and pay that pledge by January 31st. Just make sure that when they call, they mention your first name, your last name, and your phone number when making that pledge. Congratulations once again to Julie Garza.
You're listening to Lambda Week on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Candy Markham. Thank you to people who have called. The number is Metro 972-647-1893.
And, you know, you were talking earlier about this sort of being the It Gets Better
yes.
series mm-hmm. for the 80s and 90s mm-hmm. and 2000s. I remember we had a listener at Baylor University, which is my alma mater in, mm-hmm. in Waco.
That's right.
Who, on when we were on Sunday night, back in the day, would drive to Hillsboro and pull over at a truck stop to listen to the show because it was the first place from Wake that you could get a signal. And he would do his homework and but listen to the show for 2 hours
and drive
wonderful? Back to Waco. To start classes because it was his only gay, lesbian,
gay outlet.
Or anything
yeah.
at the time.
Yeah.
And I just thought that's such a powerful story.
That's a great story.
And we've had stories of people who are, you know, kids in their rooms with their Walkman radios mm-hmm. listening to the show mm-hmm. in East Texas and uh-huh. you know, Southern Oklahoma and all
over
North Texas.
I think it is a lifeline. I think it is a plug-in. That there is a gay world out there.
Yeah, one of the things you were talking about before is If you're black, your parents are black. If you're
American Indian,
your parents mm-hmm. are American Indian. If you're Jewish, your parents are Jewish. And if you run into trouble at home, my cousins, I remember, who lived in Richardson, they would take off for the Jewish holidays. And this is back in the 80s. In Richardson, their teachers were giving them failing marks for not showing up, and they'd schedule tests on those
days. On the
days.
High holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their parents understood and stood up for them and went to the school to stop it. And we do hear instances of parents going to the school and standing up for their kids when it has to do with bullying or other types of things. But we also hear of instances where they're not because the kids just aren't telling their parents.
No, there's so much shame about it.
Yeah.
When your parents are not of the same ilk that you are, you feel like there's something wrong with you, especially if people are telling you there's something wrong with you, that are, quote, bigger than your parents, like a mayor, like a... Not that our mayor would do that. like a minister or something like that. So you're embarrassed to come to your parents and say, I'm in trouble. People perceive me as being gay, whether I am or not, and they're, you know, scaring me. But I can't tell you. That's so sad to me.
It is really sad, and it's dangerous.
Yes.
And what's really at heart, too, is an education. If we allowed what happens in schoolyards and in classrooms and hallways to happen in the workplace, there would be so many people fired.
Yes. Yes.
Because we have laws that protect employees from that kind of harassment and bullying in the workplace. You don't have to tolerate that at your job, because we have laws that protect you from that. You should be able to focus on your job and do your job and not be harassed and called names.
Absolutely.
All of that. And yet it seems in a cultural, societal way, we've been allowing that to happen to our kids. And a lot of people say, oh, you know what, it's normal.
Yeah.
And it's not
okay
normal.
To not like that. Well, and what I have heard from people is that the worst perpetrators of discrimination in the school system are the teachers. So the kids think they can get away with it because the teachers support them. It's really, I'm so glad that it's come to light. I appreciate all the work that everyone's doing, Texas Equality, to pass bills to make it safer for our gay and lesbian young kids.
And any kid who's different.
Yes. Any kid who's different.
I want to thank Lawrence for calling in. He made a donation in memory of his friend Diane. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for calling in, pledging to KNON.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You can pledge online. You can pledge. You can do a recurring charge to your bank account, which is a really easy thing to do, mm-hmm. and it's a great way. You don't really see it because if it's like $10 a month, that's a great thing. It's $120 a year for KNON.
Mm-hmm. That'd be
but
great.
$10 a month. Think about what you spend maybe on iTunes when you're downloading music or other kinds of entertainment. You pay cable bill or whatever. You know, that $10 or $20 or $25 that you can pledge to Lambda Weekly goes a really long way here.
So mm-hmm. give us a call, 972-647-1893. Polka Doc is standing by. And
Polka Doc. That's almost like Polka Dot.
Talk show doc.
Yeah.
Give us a call because you are supporting a station that has supported the LGBT community since it went on the air. We were one of the very first shows that went on the air on KNON.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of support is that for the community? I can't think of another non-gay group in this city that has supported the gay and lesbian community for the past 28 years.
No, as long as this. Absolutely.
And absolutely.
It just isn't.
And so you have gay groups. I bet every group in North Texas has been on the show at some point or another, and we've talked about your organization, and we've talked about your events, and it would be a great time to turn back and support Lambda Weekly.
Absolutely.
If you've been on our show and listened and share about our organization, help our organization now by giving us a pledge, $20, $25, $35, $50, $100, whatever you can afford, would really go a long way to supporting KNON and keep Lambda Weekly on our
show. And if you are an LGBT group that hasn't been on our show yet, that was an oversight.
Or maybe you're new, so give us a shout.
Right. Uh-huh. Right?
972-647-1893. And if you'll notice, it took me a while to catch on to the 893 at the end. It's kind of like 89.3 FM.
Oh, very good.
I know.
That was since before you've been on this show.
I know.
I remember when we changed our number.
to match your FM station.
To match the FM station. But it was after we changed frequencies, because we didn't start at this frequency.
972-647-1893.
And
you know, it took me a while to catch on that JR's and Sue Ellen's. Like, I was living here like 5 years.
And this is Dallas.
And I finally went ding, ding, ding. I never really connected at all. But sometimes it takes a while.
It does take a while for you to catch on.
And now, when we have the show this early, it really takes a while.
It does take a while. So, 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Support gay and lesbian radio, talk radio that is live and local. Which
can we talk about something about relationships?
Sure.
Can I jump in on something? The holidays, we were talking about coming out, the context of coming out in holidays. The other context I wanted to talk about is being a couple in trying to figure out what we're going to do mm-hmm. for the holidays. A lot of times we default, and I don't know if that's a correct word, but I'm going to use it. We default to our family of origins. Mm-hmm. I go home, you go home. Or maybe you come with me to my family Thanksgiving, and I'll go with you to your family on Christmas. Or you're not welcome at my home mm-hmm. for a holiday, and I have to go without you. Or why don't we start our own tradition? Why don't we have Thanksgiving? And my experience has been that a lot of gay and lesbian people will have, I think they call it an orphan's Thanksgiving. They'll have a lot of people together over for Thanksgiving. That doesn't happen for Christmas as much. I think a lot of people go home for Christmas or seem to have, or not orphaned. But there's a lot of stress in a relationship when it comes to the holidays.
Hmm. You know, it was interesting. It wasn't about GLBT stuff, but after my mom passed away back in the mid-80s, my dad was alone, and she passed away in October, and then November comes along, and it's going to be Thanksgiving. And I was single, and I was working in a hospital at the time with a lot of other people who were single and working in a hospital. And so I said, Dad, why don't we have Thanksgiving here? I can invite a lot of people that I work with who don't have a place to go, probably even have work that day.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to work holidays in a 24/7 uh-huh. business like a hospital. And he says, great. And he was so excited. He made the turkey, and we assigned out stuffing and all the other stuff. And everybody brought something, and we ended up putting all the leaves in the dining room table, and we had 19 people over.
Wow.
And he had a blast. Mm-hmm. He got to know everybody. They watched football. We had, you know, all kinds of desserts and coffee afterward, and it was fabulous. And so it was a great opportunity to say, let's all come together and mm-hmm. share.
Yes. And that's what Thanksgiving is about, too, also, mm-hmm. is Absolutely. Giving thanks. Yes.
So what's your recommendation? How do you negotiate that with a partner, what you're going to do if your tendency is to go to your family, her tendency is to go to her family? What do you do?
You know, I think in a relationship, certainly communication is what you need to do, and what you communicate about is how are we going to be a family? How are we going to do this? And if we make a decision this year, it doesn't have to be carved in stone that every year it is way. We can have some flexibility because things change. Parents do die. Children are coming into our family. Things change, but I think to continue to communicate about it is paramount. Mm-hmm. And I also think that family is everything. I think family is so important.
Yeah, in my family, from the time I remember, we used to go to my aunt's house on Long Island, and I lived up in Westchester, but we'd always go out to my aunt in Westchester, on Long Island for Thanksgiving. My father moved, my mother passed away, and it was my mother's sister. My mother passed away, my father moved to Florida, but my aunt a few years later moved to Florida, really just a few blocks away from my father.
Huh.
So Thanksgiving tradition
Continued.
Picked up again,
uh-huh.
and I didn't go every single year, but some years did end up going down there. A few years ago when my father died, I was down in Florida when he died, and I was talking to my aunt. My aunt said, when am I going to see you again? And I said, you mean all of a sudden my father dies, I'm not invited to Thanksgiving anymore?
You lost your passport.
And she just laughed and said, well, of course you are. So,
but things happen.
Yeah, but things happen.
And things change. But I still think if you can, some people can't relate to their family, but mm-hmm. if you can, I think it's important to do something for Thanksgiving uh-huh. and to do something as a unit. If there's the two of us, then we are a unit, and it's a strange thing to break up that unit mm-hmm. on an important day. So I would think the goal would be to go together to whatever it is you decide to do.
And, you know, a couple of years ago, we do that. We often go with Aaron's parents one Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. and my family at Christmas, just like that, or New Year's, or however it falls. And so we've been, Aaron's parents have gotten older over the years, and so she's been going a lot through the year to see them. So we haven't really talked about what we're doing this time. But a couple of years ago, we were so packed and so busy that we just decided we weren't going to go to anywhere at Thanksgiving.
That's my favorite.
We went to, and we went and stayed in a hotel in another city and just had a long weekend just to breathe mm-hmm. because we had been so busy. And it was just the two of us, and we had a wonderful time. And uh-huh. then we came back sort of charged, kind of ready for the the whole Christmas rush and all of that.
But you talked about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you planned together, and you did it. So whatever it is, it may not be for me, and it may not be for you, but if it's...
And it may not be the same every year.
Right.
That was an offer.
Right.
We haven't done it since. But
with Patty and Aaron, Aaron got there on Thursday. Patty didn't arrive until Friday.
No.
I just had to...
He had to throw that in.
I think it's
getting to him.
Yeah.
It is Pledge Drive. The number to call is 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Doc is standing by waiting for your call. I'll be here a little bit after the hour, so if you just can't break away from this fascinating conversation we're having about it being Pledge Drive, you can call after the top of the hour. I will still be here to interrupt the next show and make a mess of Amy Goodman, which is also one of my pleasures. You have 3 months to pay your pledges, so if you can't pay it right now, make your pledge and we'll send you a reminder card, or you can tell us when to charge it. You can pay online. Go to our website, canon.org, and then just look for the pledge button. That's actually from our show where most of our pledges come from. People just go online. People listen to us from our website, lambdaweekly.com, and then they go to pledge online. So thank you in advance to those people who are
going
to do that.
Yes, we tend to be an internet community, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Internet savvy.
This is a great time. You can honor someone that you love,
yes.
A friend, a family member. So you can do it in their honor, whether they're currently living or someone you cared about who's passed on, and honor them in a way that will help future
help
people.
Help others, yeah.
And one other thing, there is a new KNON app for your iPhone, so you can go, you can download that app. There's whatever those squiggly things are called that you can get it on your iPhone. I'm so much not a phone person. I mean, you're saying
I saw your phone.
Yeah, I have a phone that's 10 years old with a rotary dial.
Pretty much.
If there's a smartphone, that would be a dumb phone.
I have a dumb phone, yeah. you can download it to your phone. You can listen to Lambda Weekly online from KNON.org, from LambdaWeekly.com. Later on in the week, and you can make your pledge directly online. We're at the end of the show. Candy, thank you for being
with us. You're so welcome.
During a Pledge Drive show once again, and this is the part of our show where our station manager is here to disavow any knowledge of our existence.
Oh, dude, do I get a pledge for doing this? I mean, for a $50 pledge, I'll disavow. For a $100 pledge, I'll kind of disavow. For $200, I'll leave it certainly questionable, but for a $500 pledge, I'll stick right with them.
Hey. I think I want to be disavowed.
Oh, okay. Well, 972-647-1893 is the number. Disavowed or not, the opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of KNON. And right now, let's go into a little bit of Jim Hightower. He's back, so let's hear what he's got to say today.